Sanctuary policies in Seattle and King County have put some money on the line and drawn questions from the feds. Local officials defended their position today, as Liz Jones with KUOW's Race and Equity team reports.
Here's how Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes summed up the city's response to the Justice Department.
It sends a strong, clear message that Seattle will not be pushed around by the Trump administration.
This comes in response to a letter last month from DOJ to Seattle and King County. The feds raise concerns about policies that forbid city and county staff from asking about someone's immigration status. DOJ says this practice may violate a federal law that requires local governments to share immigration data.
If you don't collect information, you can't be required to give it.
That's Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said the local policies fully comply with federal law and that the city will continue to protect undocumented residents.
These are people's lives. You know, you have young children who return home and their parents have been taken. Or you have people who are looking over their shoulder every day wondering whether the trip to the grocery store can be safe.
The Justice Department sent similar letters last month to 29 jurisdictions that receive public safety grants and said the grants require cooperation with immigration enforcement. Seattle's grant pays for 3 police officers focused on crime prevention. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.